This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a former Muslim who's now fervently sharing the gospel of Jesus with everyone he can. Is he a modern-day Paul? Find out after this break. What you believe matters. What you value matters. So where you bank should matter too. Every dollar you put in a bank or credit union is used for something. And at Evangelical Christian Credit Union, your money is only used to support Christian ministry that aligns directly with your values and your beliefs. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministries like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer to that or don't like the answer, it may be time for a change. Visit eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. Or you can call 800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry. Christians in Kenya are often the targets of intense persecution, reports Mission Network News. In fact, the World Watch List ranks Kenya as number 18 for its persecution against Christians. And yet Biblica has recently been in touch with a Christian missionary in Kenya who used to be a Muslim. Lydia Munin, Biblica's Area Executive Director for Africa, says they've been giving out Bibles to people in Kenya, and they've worked with LifeWords to do evangelism in Kilifi. Kilifi is in the coastal region of Kenya, and it's dominated by Muslims. They managed to get a Bible in the hands of a former Muslim they call by the pseudonym Michael. Michael was converted by attending a Christian meeting in Kilifi, and as soon as he believed in Jesus, he gained an immediate passion for distributing Bibles to Muslims so they too can know the Word of God. So Michael started to do that, but he didn't have access to any Bibles. So what did he do? He had small Bible studies, called his friends over, and shared the word with them. Then he leads them to the Lord. Lydia says this, "Michael was so excited when he learned that we have Bibles we can give to support his evangelistic mission. So he picked some, and he started distributing it with small groups and friends he'd been trying to reach out to. In the process, we've heard of people coming to know the Lord through Michael's work." It's not easy to convert Muslims, especially when you watch religious persecution happen in your area. But Michael is determined. So listeners, let's take a moment right now and pray for Michael. Ask God to give him courage and wisdom as he carries out Jesus' work. And keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more news stories from a Christian perspective. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.